You are listening to Martian Gardens, episode 922, hour number one. We'll start this first set with Morton Feldman, a new release of his piece called For John Cage, which he wrote in 1982. We'll hear an excerpt. It's one of Feldman's later works, and like a lot of his later works, it's quite long, running an hour uninterrupted, or running actually 71 minutes uninterrupted. We'll hear the first 11 minutes of For John Cage. This is for violin and piano, Eric Carlson on violin and Alec Karras on piano, recorded at Prebys Music Center, University of California, San Diego, in August of 2017. Then we'll follow with music from John Cage, selections from the Freeman Etudes, Book 3. We'll hear Etudes 19 through 21, music on Mode Records. First from Bridge Records, a new release, Morton Feldman for John Cage, an 11-minute excerpt.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 922, hour number one. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and other information. And what we had there was John Cage, selections from the Freeman Etudes. Before Cage, Morton Feldman for John Cage. That was the first 11 minutes of a 72-minute composition called For John Cage, written in 1982 by Morton Feldman. That was violin by Eric Carlson and piano by Alec Harris. And following Morton Feldman and For John Cage, we heard John Cage, and that was selections from the Freeman Etudes, book three. And the Freeman Etudes were written between 1977 and 1980, where they were largely abandoned by Cage. They were commissioned by Betty Freeman, the philanthropist, and but the violinist for whom they were composed, Paul Zukofsky, complained that they were practically impossible to perform. They were performed here by Irvine Arditi, and that's where we get these selections, Freeman Etudes, Books 3 and 4, by Irvine Arditi, recorded at Heisecker Rundfunk, September 1993, in Germany. We'll continue with music from Roger Reynolds. We'll hear his piece Mistral, named for the northeasterly winds of southern France. This version is for Chamber Symphony, and it's from a CD on Numa Records called Three Circuitous Paths to the Music of Roger Reynolds. And this was performed by the June in Buffalo Festival Ensemble, conducted didn't list the conductor here. The June in Buffalo Festival, conducted by Jesse Levine, and this was recorded it doesn't have the year either, but it was composed in 1985, that's what we shall hear, the entire 20 minutes of Roger Reynolds' Mistral, from Three Circuitous Paths to the Music of Roger Reynolds, from Numa Records, again released in 2002. Roger Reynolds and Mistral. You're listening to Martian Gardens. My name is Max. This is episode 922, hour number one. Roger Reynolds, Mistral, from an album called Three Circuitous Paths to the Music of Roger Reynolds on Numa Records, released in 2002. That was the June in Buffalo Festival Ensemble performing, conducted by Jesse Levine, recorded at the June in Buffalo Festival. That was a 1985 composition from Roger Reynolds, Mistral, named for the northeasterly winds of southern France. And we'll end the hour with an excerpt from MIT professor Kirill McComb's composition, Letting Time Circle Through Us. And this is from New World Records, and it's the single composition on this release, running about 45 minutes. We'll hear an excerpt from it to the end of the hour. This is the Either Or Ensemble performing, and this was recorded at the Kearsarge Auditorium, MIT, in Cambridge, on in December of 2014. Kirill McComb, professor at MIT, and his composition Letting Time Circle Through Us, performed by Either Or Ensemble. This is Martian Gardens, episode 922. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog. You're listening to hour one, again, of episode 922.